This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Thank you for calling the Bombas Comfort Line. Bombas make socks, slippers, tees, and underwear made with the highest quality materials. Press 1 for comfort, 2 for style, 3 for donation.
You chose style. Bombas has styles for whatever you enjoy. You can run in Bombas, lounge in Bombas, dress them up, dress them down, but always give back in Bombas. Because with every item purchased, another is donated. Bombas, comfort worth calling for. Go to bombas.com/audio and use code AUDIO for 20% off your first purchase. That's BOMBAS.com and use code AUDIO.
Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary, but the good news is if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit nationaldebtrelief.com to see what debt relief you may qualify for. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
We got them screaming D-Lo, KC, D-Lo, KC, D-Lo, KC, D-Lo. We got them screaming D-Lo, KC, D-Lo, KC, D-Lo, D-Lo. We your number one spot, we your number one spot for some sports, huh? Got the city going crazy when we work, huh? We top two, but we ain't two, we in first, huh? And when you need the real, we is who you search, huh? D-Lo, KC, D-Lo, KC, D-Lo, KC, D-Lo. We your number one spot.
Let's go, man. It's been so long, I couldn't find the air horns button. Like, We welcome you in here. It is the first show of 2026, show number 1,339. We welcome you in here to the January 5th edition of D-Lo and KC. I'm Damian Barling.
The ultimate needle mover in God mode himself.
He's Kenny Caraway.
Yes, sir.
Acknowledge me.
And we are live.
The worst slums of Sacramento.
Alongside EP.
What are you doing with him?
Yes, indeed. Yes, indeed.
More,
yes,
hey, man,
indeed.
Come on, man. Come on, man. More air horns, man. Come on. More air horns, man. Come on, man. More air horns, man. Let's go. Let's go. Let's go, that. Man. Congratulations, big dog.
Tell the people
thank
what happened.
Yeah.
Thank you. For those who aren't locked into social media, I used our New York vacation and time away to ask Katie to spend her life with me. Mm. I knew, and I think the only person who actually knows this besides Katie is Kenny. Kenny was one of the first people I told that I was dating Katie, and I was like, there's just, you know, you have a lot of time to burn when you're playing music on KSFM. So I was like, hey, let me kind of tell you what's going on. And I knew pretty quickly, like, there's something, you know, the way someone explained it, the way someone, I was talking to Wanda, mm-hmm. someone who works in our building, and she kept saying, like, you're so she kept saying, you're so clearly happier mm-hmm. with her. Like she brings something out of you that wasn't there before. And I knew that, like, immediately. I knew that the second we started dating, the ring that I gave her on December 27th, I probably bought in April. Like, I knew immediately. And I don't even remember when I said it on the show. Like, we were dating well before we said anything. And we had made the decision to tell people because, you know, her life is public. She's far more famous than I realized. Like, she gets recognized everywhere. And we started to be out together and people would get pictures of us. And she hadn't really talked about her situation on the air. And I have never talked about my situation on the air prior to that day. But I just knew, like, I'm going to spend my life with her. It's why I allowed, you know, it's why she moved in. It's why those girls moved in. I would never, you know, allow children to become a part of a relationship without knowing, like, no, this is the relationship. And it's not, you know, a knock on anyone I've been with in the past, but like, there's just something different about her. And when we booked the trip to New York, it wasn't the idea, oh, I'm going to propose to her, but it did become like, man, she really loves Saturday Night Live. If there's a way I could get to the studio of Saturday Night Live, Studio 8H at Rockefeller Center, if there's a way I could do that, that would be the ultimate like thing. Cause she wanted, you know, anyone who has listened to her known that she has wanted a proposal, especially a fairy tale type proposal forever. But I was like, how can we do something like it's not, it would be completely non-traditional. It would be just for her, but it would mean everything to her. And I couldn't get it done. Like, I tried so hard to, like, a guy rented the ice rink in front of the Christmas tree for $1,500 for 5 minutes.
Not bad at all, actually.
But I couldn't get an empty Studio 8H for 5 minutes. And I tried and tried and tried. And finally, it was like, well, okay, I'm not getting a response. What's plan B? I was like, all right, we could keep it at Rockefeller Center. That would be special. And then I found this like VIP tour thing that you can purchase. And it basically takes the massive crowd that is around Rockefeller Center and it shrinks it. And it shrunk all the way down to 11 people. And I kind of kayfabed the whole thing in that I had purchased these tickets weeks before we went to New York, but I never told her. I told her, hey, it's snowing today. Pack some extra makeup. That was a call from her oldest daughter who's like, she's going to burst into tears. Make sure she has extra makeup to put on so when it's over, she could do that thing.
Yeah.
You know, get cleaned up. And I just kind of no-sold it. We're having drinks, a little salad or whatever. We're just enjoying ourselves. I was like, hey, let's go to Top of the Rock. Like let's head over here. So we went over and they handed us these VIP things and she's looking around like kind of confused. She was like, what's going on? It's like, oh, we're just going to go on this tour. So the first place they take us out to is the Christmas tree, like the famous Rockefeller Center Christmas tree. And you are right at it. And I haven't had the opportunity to tell the tour guide yet that I'm proposing. Because Katie wouldn't leave me alone. Like Katie and I, like we are glued like at the hip. Like we are very literally inseparable. And I am trying to Bo Jackson her. Like I am like I'm talking Bo Jackson at Auburn. Like I'm trying to stiff arm, shake, spin. Finally,
Derrick Henry,
finally I wrote I'm proposing in a notes app. And I walked to the farthest end of where the tree was. And I just started pointing at stuff. And then I kind of hit the spin move, walked back. She's out looking at something, recording. And I walked over to the tour guide and held up my phone. And she goes, okay, some people do it here. Some people like to do it at the rooftop garden or at the very, very top of the rock. Just let me know what you want to do and we'll make it work. A couple of people overheard us talking. One of them was a photographer in North Carolina. She was like, I would love to take pictures and videos and do all of that stuff for you. So now the other people, now there's, again, there's eight other people out there, nine other people out there. They're all in on it now. And we got to the rooftop garden. It had snowed the night before. And so it was literally just snow. Wasn't even footprints. We were the first ones up there. It was just snow.
Yeah.
And like, we're navigating this and I'm looking around and the holiday light show at Saks Fifth Ave is going on. And I'm like, this is it. There was a perfect spot to like do it. We framed it as a picture. And I just knew like I'm going to start when the light show starts. So the light show is going on behind us. So the light show starts. I said, hey, let's take a picture. We walk over, take the picture. The video's rolling. I get down and, you know, do the thing. And
beautiful.
She gave me the reaction that I wanted her to have, and she had it, and it was amazing for her. It was amazing for us. It's awesome.
Did you cry?
No, I didn't. I kind of laughed at a little bit because there was no, it's a weird thing. Like, cause the people asked, like, were you nervous? It was like, well, yeah, I was nervous, but I wasn't nervous. She was going to say no. Like, I'm 45 years old. I'm not going to ask a woman to marry me unless I know she's going to say yes.
Yeah.
But it was also like, I want this to be perfect so bad for her. I want it to be perfect for us, but I really want it to be perfect for her. And the older girls knew I was doing it, and I wanted it to be perfect for them. I wanted them to have the videos and the pictures and all of that stuff. And so, you know, I did it, and she gave me the exact reaction I expected. And then, like, maybe a day later, I watched the video and cried. Mm. It was awesome.
Yeah.
Yeah,
it looked awesome. You better than I couldn't. I barely could get the words out. I couldn't breathe.
Well, you had a couple of things go wrong during your proposal.
Breathe, man. I got down on that knee, man. I couldn't even get the I couldn't find the breath to ask. Like, I was trying to calm down, and it was crazy. So
part of me realized, like, there are strangers watching, you know what I mean? And there was this I have this, you know, being recorded over here. I know these people over here are watching. There's this amazing light show going on. St. Patrick. I was like, just don't screw this up. And if you watch the video, I don't actually ask it first. I get down. I open the box. She reacts. She actually reacts twice. She reacts to me, and then she reacts to seeing the ring. And I still hadn't said it. I was like, oh, you have to ask. Like, even though she knows what you're doing, like, you have to ask.
Yeah.
And so
that's
it wasn't a big speech. I just said, will you marry me?
Yeah.
And slid the ring on her finger, and we're off and running.
Yeah. I saw that when you saying that reminds me of a video I saw over the break of this lady. She, you know, the husband or the fiance had set up all this stuff. And it was like they opened the door to a house or something like that. And everybody's there waiting to take pictures and for the moment and stuff like that. And they open up the door, and the lady walks to the door, and she sees everything that's going on. Like, oh, proposal's about to happen. And she gets out the way. She's like, oh, let me move. Let me get to the side. Somebody about to propose. And they're like, no, you walked that, like, me, what, me? It was adorable. Like, that's she great. Opens the door. She's like, oh, this ain't for me. So I'm going to just, let me get out the way. I don't want to be in nobody's way. It is you. So that was awesome. I love love. I love seeing that stuff, man. So that was awesome to see.
Yeah, it was. In the reaction from, we had a really cool group of people. Like, our tour guide was amazing. And the people who were just there with us, they couldn't have been better. Mm-hmm. Like, they allowed us to have that moment, and then they kind of made the 2-hour tour about us. Like, part of the tour, like, once you get up, and it was as Ace reminded me, you know, your cousin, he hit me when he was out there, he reminded me, it is brick. It was cold.
Was, like, the wind blowing?
Yeah.
Oh, Lord.
Yeah. And oof. Thankfully that night wasn't the worst, but when you get 72 stories up or whatever it is, like, it's cold. And we did this thing. Like, I text the fellas here, light the beam. One, the Kings had beaten Dallas that day, which is a fun little footnote. But it was the last time they won. But
not this year either.
They have there's a famous picture of guys working on Rockefeller Center. They're sitting on a beam eating lunch.
I didn't know that was Rockefeller Center.
Yeah, so you go up to the top, to the observation deck, and they have a beam that you strap into like it's an amusement park ride, and it goes up and slowly turns around, so you're overlooking the city in with no partitions, just unobstructed. You are just looking out at New York City. And so that was part of our experience, and that's why I sent the picture, because, you know, that's why I sent the picture to the guys that light the beam, because we're on top of the beam and Katie has her hand out with the ring on her finger. So
fire, man.
And the they have photographers out there who take pictures, you know, for that tour. And again, everybody was, it just couldn't have been better. And it made for an amazing trip. Like we had the trip was already incredible. You know, the food, I mean, New York City is such an amazing place. We saw Hadestown on Broadway, which was it's a love story, but it's an incredible musical, but it's really heavy, really, really heavy. And there's a lot of thinking. And Katie, like 2 days after we got back, hey, did you pick up on, you know, this girl was the earth and he was the sun and he was hell? And I was like, what? No, I don't even know what you're talking about. It was a great musical, but I have no clue what you just said. I just know it was very intense, right? Yeah. So that was our first one. That was our Friday night. Sunday we went to another musical. This was incredible. Polar opposite. It's Death Becomes Her, which was, it's something Katie really, really wanted to see. I know little about it other than Goldie Hawn and Bette Midler
that a movie?
It is.
Yeah. Is it the same type of
yes.
thing? Yes. Oh, okay.
It is phenomenal. Hysterical. There's a moment at the very, very beginning where one of the main characters comes up through the stage and she has this big, elaborate outfit on, mm-hmm. but her back is to you. And like you, it's like wrestling. You get she comes up through the, you know, the Rey Mysterio entrance through the through the ground.
Rey Mysterio entrance.
And turns around and the crowd erupts. Mm-hmm. And I'm thinking, wow, these are regular. But I'm looking at this woman like, And I look at Katie and Katie's looking at me and I'm thinking I know who this is.
D-Lo held up his binoculars on a stick. And look.
But I'm convinced it's not. Well, it's obviously not who I'm thinking because yeah. that would be ridiculous. And so this is the very, very beginning. And now I'm stuck because I'm like, I don't know who that is. Mm-hmm. And I'll wait till intermission and pop the playbill open, and it was right. It was Michelle Williams from Destiny's Child.
Wow.
And Katie comes back. She had run off to the restroom. I was like, that was Michelle. That's Michelle Williams.
Yeah.
And like, we're sitting there watching a member of Destiny's Child. Just again, I cannot stress enough. This musical was amazing.
Yeah.
In such a far cry from the dark, you know, thought-provoking one that we saw on Friday. This was just nonstop laughter. and then there's Michelle Williams.
That's fire.
Amazing.
Shout out Michelle Williams.
It was so incredible. Yeah. So incredible. The food was amazing. Like, I just can't. There wasn't a single bad moment. We walked up and down those streets and saw those fake designer bags. And I wanted
get you one.
Well,
they do a good job nowadays, man.
So I feel like there's, you know, I have designer bags. Mm-hmm. I have high end replicas too. Mm-hmm. I like bags. It's a terrible habit to have, but I do. I like duffel bags, messengers, all of that stuff. You'll never know which ones are real and which ones aren't.
Right.
But that is through like a painstaking process of talking to people who work with designers. Mm-hmm. So they have told me, if you're going to go, here's where you go and here's why.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription.
Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day.
We saw up to a 10x return on our TikTok shop ads. A few years ago, I started sharing my love for fashion on social media, and Willow Boutique was born. We're not just a place to shop. We've really become a community. TikTok allows us to find more people to have that great experience. I cannot imagine my business without TikTok. It's completely changed my life, and I could not be happier.
Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
I'm guessing that's not the streets of New York, right? So I wanted to just hold one just to see what it feels like. But you know how it is. If you go anywhere near them, hey, brother, hey, come on, man, for the lady. Come on. For the lady, brother, for the lady. Come on,
she need it. She need it. Look at her.
And there was one we spotted where Katie was like, I'd love to have that for the spring. And I was like, I'm dying to know what it cost. Like, that's all I want to know is what it costs. And I just, huh?
$150.
That's what I hear. Come on, man. I was like, I don't. So the last day, and another really cool thing about being there, and I'm eating up this whole open, man. I'm sorry.
Nah, this is great. This is while you were sleeping. Come on, we ain't seen each other in 2 weeks. What are we talking about?
The watching them slowly set up for New Year's Eve was pretty spectacular because we left on the 30th. Mm. So by the time we left, we had watched it go from, like, okay, they're setting something up to, like full on barricades to Tuesday, they're full on, like there's people lined up, which is just insane.
That's crazy.
It's 10 degrees.
Come on, man.
It's 10 degrees and it's noon on December 30th.
Jeez.
And there are people lining up. Jesse, can you see what's going on with KSFM? That is catching my eye and it's driving me crazy. Can you hit up Complex or something? Sorry, everybody. Watching them line up for that, watching like their movement and all of that stuff and how that whole thing is happening is pretty, it was pretty insane, but
cold as hell.
Oh, freezing.
And it wasn't even the coldest.
Freezing. Thing, right? Like, and Katie was like, what is it right now? And this was the first night the first day we're leaving is the first day the sun is out. So it was either raining, snowing, or just cloudy and cold. The sun is out, and it was by far the coldest day. Again, it was 10 degrees outside. We're walking, and there's everybody in New York, because of the corners that we were just speaking of, has designer scarves and purses. And so we're walking, and there's this lady in front of us who has had what I believe is a replica bag just a little bit too long. And if you've ever seen that meme with the brother with the Gucci backpack and it's hanging by a string and it just says, let it go. That was this lady's purse. And I was like, I think that's the difference between a bad replica and a designer bag. Because this thing was falling apart.
See, but the killer about that is, like, the Versace backpack I had was a real, and it was doing, it's coming loose the steam. I got that.
But how long did you have it? Now, granted, I don't know how long this lady
probably
had
less than a little less than 10 years.
Oh,
it shouldn't be doing that.
Yeah, that's a long
and time. And that was, this shouldn't be doing that. I said, no, come on. All right, I paid good money. This is supposed to be. And if I go out there on 127th
man,
Street, they might not.
I thought about it. I should have asked Ace, like, hey, what do you think? You know what else bothered me? They were all the same. Like every, like all of the bag, it was the same. I don't know the number 20.
Yeah.
It was the same 20 bags on every corner. And I kept saying over and over again, why? Why is it the same 20 bags? Why is there no variety? Why can't I go over here and get this one? And then we made the mistake of going to the store, the actual store.
Yeah. See, I hadn't been out there. I hadn't been out there. When I would go to the people on the streets, it was to go get mixtapes. And Red Monkey and Aviso jeans.
Well,
like that. That's the last time I was out on the streets. But I was like, I need to go out and see what they're talking about now. Because, yeah, I give me a little wallet.
Mm-hmm.
But I ain't been out there in a little bit. I was, Ace, you know, he in New Yorker, so he don't ever go out there.
Yeah.
I'll be trying to, like, yo, he's like, man, it costs $30 to cross the bridge.
Mm-hmm.
No.
Mm-hmm.
And I got to get home. So that's it's $60 to get over there. I'm spending more to get over the bridge than I am on the wallet.
Well, and there you have it. But man, I thought about it too. I got Katie this real nice Chanel, like for formal type events. She has it in one of the pictures that we posted from Times Square. They got us too. We were properly lubricated after an amazing dinner. And what they do is, it's brilliant. It's a brilliant strategy. They connect the iPad to their cameras, you know, the Leezy camera. Yeah. And hey, picture. One of them did it, and the pic was fire.
Yeah.
And it's like, all right, like, I'll buy the pic. And he was like, no. Let's take some pictures. And he's like, no, come stand over here. Come do this. We wound up buying like 14 pictures.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Katie's like, well, give us three for free. We just got engaged and like doing this whole thing, negotiating with the guy. And it's like, man, Leezy, I could have just given Leezy.
It was brilliant.
It is incredible.
Me and Jazz like that going into the Usher concert in Oakland.
Oh, like, it's brilliant.
And it was like a great lighting.
Yeah.
Great picture. I was like, all right, man, here you $25.
We posted one of the pics because one of the pics was just the pic that he took and was like, hey, what do you think? And it was like, hey.
Yeah,
let me get that.
Damn, I got to get the hustle on, man. Yeah. I got to do the same. Find me in Doco this Saturday. Buy me in Noco.
Hey, Leezy, you need a hustle, man. It's the move right here.
You can catch me out there.
It's the move right here.
That was awesome, man. It sounded like a fantastic trip, man.
So how was your 2 weeks?
It was great.
Well, yours was a little different than mine.
A little low-key, but it was great. You know, I had a little bit of a revelation, maybe an epiphany.
Ooh.
It's not really an epiphany, but it was just like, nah, I get it. So you know how you love Michael Jackson, right? Like love Michael Jackson. That's, mm-hmm. Anything Michael Jackson, that's your guy. Mm-hmm. I don't have that type of connection to an artist.
Okay.
I don't feel anywhere close to that about any artist. My favorite, if I had to say right now who my favorite artist, it might be Jeezy. Mm-hmm. And I just really like Jeezy. Mm-hmm. I really like Nip. That might be where it's
I actually thought your guy was Nipsey, not Jeezy. But
they're like one and the same. Sure. I love Andre 3000. You know what I mean? Like, mm-hmm. But nothing like Michael Jackson to you and Michael mm-hmm. Jackson, right? Mm-hmm. Michael Jordan is that for me. I love Michael Jordan the way you love Michael Jackson.
Okay.
I got that book. You see that book that came out a couple months ago? The like 300-page book. Like it's like one of those coffee tables.
Yeah, we looked it up once. Yeah. It was like $1,000.
No, I didn't get that.
Okay.
I didn't get that one. Okay.
I remember us. Yeah. I remember looking at this.
So my mom got it for me.
Okay.
And
Your family picks out great books.
They do.
Because I think Jazz got me the Virgil Abloh joint.
Yeah, man. They be on it. And it was like I was 12.
Mm-hmm.
Everything stops. Oh, let me look through this. Mm-hmm. This mic. And I'm opening the pages and it's like a picture of Michael Jordan with a suit on coming out of the Ferrari. I'm like, oh my God, bro, it's so crazy. Look at this. Like, and I was like, that's how Damian feels about Michael Jackson. That's how I feel about Michael Jordan.
Oh, okay.
I love Michael Jordan.
Yeah.
That's my man's.
Yeah.
So yeah, I don't know if I didn't already.
I love that.
Yeah. I was like, nah, Mike can do no wrong for me.
Yeah.
I just can't.
So yeah, no, that's funny. So you got the Jordan brand stuff that you rock on the regular. You got that book for Christmas. Like, I got a Thriller Funko Pop and like four Michael Jackson T-shirts. There's something involved. There's some Michael Jackson element to gift giving anytime, you know,
it's
Christmas, birthday,
every time.
Whatever. Every time.
The Funko thing, sometimes I see some of those things. I'm like, I wish I collected those things because they're pretty dope. I think Jazz has a Magic Johnson Funko. Reese has some other Funko. And I was like, man, I just don't have room to be collecting all that
right.
stuff. But those things are pretty cool.
I really, like, when I see, like, the Thriller one's dope because it has the album in the back. And then Katie got me another one that had him in the red suit, the video.
Yeah.
But, like, now it's like, well, I found a Smooth Criminal one.
Oh, that got
and then I found a Billie Jean one. And now, like, I want all of them.
To,
like, if I have them, like, I just want the rest of them now.
You got to. Yeah, you got to. Yeah, it's one's like, just a loan
It's
right
literally,
now.
It's like collecting toys at this age. Like,
they
it's
had,
crazy.
What I saw the other day, this goes back to me and Jordan. They had one with Jordan, Do you remember the picture after they won the third championship where he's sitting in the shower fully clothed and he just puts the three up?
Yeah, of course.
They got a Funko of that. And I was like, oh, that's fire.
Really? Oh, wow.
He's got the hat on it, the white hat and everything. I'm like, oh, my gosh.
Oh, wow.
I wish I collected these
things. That's kind of fire. All right. Thank you to everybody who sent congratulations either through the chatty house or social media over the course of the last week and some change. Katie and I both really appreciate it. Strangely, Katie, they weren't able to do their show this morning, so she'll get to tell her story tomorrow. But, you know, we tried to respond to all of the messages and we're grateful. We're appreciative. You know, thank you to our friends in the media, you guys, Sean Cunningham. Morgan sent a really nice text on behalf of Deuce and Mo. That was cool. So we appreciate all of those. Now let's get down to business. We talked a lot about the 49ers, the Seahawks, the Eagles with the insiders just a few moments ago. So we're going to dive back into that. An absolutely insane ending to the regular season with the Steelers and the Ravens last night. It's our job to talk about the Sacramento Kings. We will. It has been so bad since we've been away. So now it's like it was great before we left, but it's been one of those stretches where it's like, man, this is happening again.
It's really sad now. it's sad now.
It really is. Look,
there was a little bit of I'll just tell you this. I can tell you who the funniest team in the NBA is. Just knee slap hilarious.
That's coming up. D'Lo and KC here in 2026. On Sacramento Sports Leader ESPN 1320.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Studies show that 100% of everybody in the world wants to curl up indoors and do nothing because it's so darn cold out there. That's why many people are turning to Bombas, whose pillowy plush slippers and warm merino wool socks have been said to be the most comfortable in the history of feet. Bombas products have been found to boost coziness by up to 1 million percent. Okay, enough fake statistics, but could Bombas socks and slippers really be the cure? Go to bombas.com/audio and use code AUDIO for 20% off your first purchase. That's BOMBAS.com and use code AUDIO.
Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary, but the good news is if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit nationaldebtrelief.com to see what debt relief you may qualify for. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
Is your home stuck in a style slump? Well, 2026 is your year because Bob's Discount Furniture has incredible finds that pack a style punch and won't drain your bank account. We're talking statement pieces like the gorgeous Sofia sofa and loveseat with channel tufting and super comfy bobopedic cushions, or a farmhouse storage bed that hides the mess and still looks beautiful. Want to cozy things up? Snag an electric fireplace and make your home feel like an actual hug. They've even got the latest technology. Their showcase immersive sofa has Bluetooth audio, heated seats, massage, power recline, and LED lights. It's like having a movie theater in your home. Make 2026 the year you love your home. Get your picks in 26 at Bob's Discount Furniture.
The holidays are behind us and school routines are back. Now is the time to help your kids start the new semester strong. IXL helps students refresh what they learned in the fall so they head into the new year feeling confident and prepared. With new units and new goals, IXL is the simplest way to build better habits and stay on top of lessons without the stress. As teachers dive into new material, kids can practice those exact same skills at home to make sure the lessons really stick. IXL is an award-winning platform covering math, language arts, science, and social studies for pre-K through 12th grade. It's personalized, interactive, and actually fun. Keep your kids motivated for the second half of the year at IXL.com. Don't miss out. 1 in 4 students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.